Rishava ne mining town has a lot of swampy areas that provide breeding ground for mosquitoes. Many in the area are bemoaning the closure of the mines, which used to spray the entire mining town to get rid of the parasites just before the onset of the rainy season. The local authority and the government have not risen to the occasion to cover that gap left by the closed mines. Nancy Mureri, a resident from the high-density suburb of Maglazi, told Studio 7 that the mosquitoes give them sleepless nights.
We are in trouble with these mosquitoes. You will find them everywhere, in the dark corners, in wardrobes, under the sinks. At night, you cannot sleep. You know how irritating mosquitoes are. I cannot afford to buy spray that lasts longer. Sometimes I burn barks of trees to try and get rid of them.
Mercy Mushangwe, a former Shaban mine worker, told Studio 7 that residents dread the onset of summer as it brings a perennial problem in the mosquitoes.
The mine itself had a department which would actually go around spraying, killing mosquitoes, because we have so many swampy areas here in Shaban. But now that all that has ceased, you find Shaban is infested with mosquitoes. It's good enough that it doesn't have malaria, but you cannot spend a night without either lighting a mosquito coil or either not. If you don't have a mosquito net, then it's worse. They will actually feast on you.
The mosquitoes in Rishavana are not deadly as those found in other parts of Zimbabwe like Chiredzi. They are just a nuisance for the ordinary people who cannot afford to spray their area to protect themselves from the noise and stingy bites. Another resident, Matthew Gwena, appealed to other mines operating in Rishavana to assist residents in getting rid of the mosquitoes.
It is clear that as residents, we are not able to deal with the mosquitoes that are in the whole town. Some try to spray in their own homestead, but it does not help much because after a few days, you need to spray again. What works is when the whole town and the breeding areas are sprayed at once. We hope the mines that are still operating and the corporate world will assist.
Shaban Mine, which is part of the Shaban Mashava mines, has been at the center of a protracted ownership wrangle between former owner Mtuma Mawere and the government. It is now owned by the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation, but there are no operations currently taking place. Reporting for Studio 7 in Rishavana, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.